I actually have the weather policy from Nissan Stadium right here.
Oh, okay, good.
It states as follows. Good luck. We're going to shake things up with some personal questions as we play the game Get Real.
We go beneath the surface level stuff that you may normally hear us joke about. We answer real life questions off of these little cards that we've got and maybe reveal a little something about ourselves that you didn't know before.
Yeah.
So we've each drawn a card, and Gina, would you like to kick us off?
Sure.
Okay. What does your card say?
Mine says, what's your biggest insecurity?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Yeah, it's really tough because I have a lot. I used to be really insecure, like in every area of my life. My body image, unfortunately, I feel like has gotten a lot better since I've been married.
That's good.
Yeah, which I don't advise anybody to like put your, like the fate of your body image in somebody else.
Right.
That makes sense.
Sure.
Like, I don't think that's super healthy, but
it's not going to solve your problem.
Right.
Right.
It just happens to be that's the way it is.
Yeah. But I think, like, knowing my worth in jobs, I've always struggled with.
Okay.
In, like, my careers. So no matter what job I've been at, I always view myself as, like, not good enough or, like, undeserving.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And
so
I
wouldn't be able to go ask for a raise because I deserve it.
Right.
You didn't feel that way, even if it was true.
Yes. Yeah. I have a hard time like asking for anything and like fighting for myself. I have I have a hard time with.
I
hear
you.
Kind of keep your head down and just keep moving.
Mm-hmm.
No, I hear you. It's hard to be your own cheerleader.
It is.
Like, it's really tough.
Really hard.
For some people, it's not, but. Mm-hmm. For most of us, it is.
Yeah. I think I always see those people who are like kind of full of themselves. And I'm like way far on the other side where I'm like, almost detrimental.
I don't want to look like that person. So I'm just going to be this totally non-seen or heard person over in the corner.
Yeah, a little bit.
Right.
So yeah, that's probably mine.
Yeah. Well, you're doing great.
Thank you.
You are doing great.
Good answer. And yes, you've overcome so much of that.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
Here
you guys
are.
Have helped a lot. So,
Woody, what about you? What does your card say?
My card says, let me find it. Describe your favorite moment in life and how does it feel now?
Ooh.
Ooh. Okay. First part of the question.
My favorite moment in life. My favorite moment in life. I think one of them would have to be when my son Jeff was born.
Yeah.
Your first
my
child.
My first child.
Yeah.
Because I remember I was working at a radio station in Jacksonville, Florida, and I was doing the night show. And we, my ex-wife, you know, my wife then went into labor, and I had pre-recorded the show. So actually they had the station on in the delivery room.
Oh, funny.
And so I was actually doing a pre-recorded break on the radio as Jeff was born.
As he was entering the world.
At 7:32 p.m.
Oh, how cool.
On May 24th.
Oh, and, that's wild.
And how do I feel about it now? I'm very proud of Jeff. He's he's grown into a really good man, and he's got a great wife, and he's given me you know, two great grandchildren, and he's very successful in life, and I couldn't be more proud of him.
He's a great kid.
He's my hero.
He's a great young man.
Yeah.
I gotta say that because he's not a kid. He's got a family.
Yeah.
But
so,
like, he's grown into the kid that like I would like to be like
him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. So, you know, I feel really good about it.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Jim, what's yours?
My card says, what is a time you felt the most secondhand embarrassment?
Oh.
Which I think this isn't really about me. It's just my reaction to somebody else.
Yeah.
This would be hard for me to narrow down.
Like who is the George Costanza in your life?
Right?
It makes you embarrassed for them.
Boy, okay. Because I don't want to single any person out because it did happen here in Nashville with somebody. So I'm going to make it a little generic.
Okay.
But I'm going to say it is, there was a time working with somebody, a fellow work colleague that was at a work function where everybody from work was there. And he got up to do a stand-up routine for everybody in the company.
Okay, I think we all know. And no one listening knows, but we all know.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Secondhandly embarrassed for that person so much because it was not going well. It was stand-up, and the only goal of stand-up is getting the room to laugh. That was not happening.
Well, you just heard crickets
and
mouths falling open.
And then the stand-up routine, let's just say, got really inappropriate. The kind of things that were said in this stand-up routine should not have been said anywhere near anyone you know, especially the people you work with.
And like HR in the room?
Yes. So, and then I was stuck up near the front because I can't walk away because it would I'd be blocking that person. Like, they would see me walking away. Yeah. So I just
oh, I have to go to the bathroom.
For those listening, Jim is still, he's physically and visibly cringing right now.
He's cowering in the corner.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Okay, all right.
It's secondhand embarrassment.
All right.
It's third-hand embarrassment now.
Three things you want to know this morning.
So what's the worst thing that could happen to you at work? Somebody doesn't get that report at the time they wanted it, or somebody's food comes out, maybe with the wrong topping on it. Think about if you were one of the people in charge of moving a fighter jet across the USS Harry S. Truman in the United States Navy. They were moving the F-18 fighter jet worth $70 million when they kind of lost control of it and, oops, it fell over the side of the ship and sank to the bottom of the ocean.
Oh my gosh.
My bad. Now they're going to have to send another ship to go retrieve it from the bottom of the ocean because they can't let our adversaries go pick it up.
With an iPhone, do they just put it in rice and let it, hopefully it dries out after a few days?
It's a big thing of rice. Super huge.
Really super big bowl of rice. Gosh.
No matter what kind of mistake you make at work today, just realize it's not as bad as the guys that were moving that plane.
Oopsie. Of course, over the weekend, the NFL draft and the Sidur Sanders debacle where he wasn't grabbed until the fifth round. And a lot of people are saying that the NFL teams didn't want to have, Deion Sanders giving them advice constantly. So he has another son.
Shiloh, right? Is his son's name?
Shiloh Sanders.
Has fired his father as his manager and has gone and seen other management.
I don't want you to do what you did to my brother.
Yeah.
Well, he got drafted too. But during the broadcast, he was like, we fired him.
Yep.
Probably
that's
best.
Pretty funny.
Yeah. Well, Eagleville native Maddie Pruitt, who's on American Idol, she's the youngest this season. I think she's still 15. I don't think she had a birthday, but she has made it to the top 10.
She's doing great.
That's crazy.
She's really talented.
Yeah. So the top 10 will compete again on Sunday and then Monday night as well.
Very cool.
Yep.
Yeah. We wish her the best.
We have to tell you about the latest outrageous thing that a couple is asking people to do who want to attend their wedding.
Yeah. And we all know weddings are expensive.
Yes.
But I've seen people try and help, ask their attendees to help pay for the wedding or whatever. But this couple is charging a $200 gift and entry fee because they felt their friends didn't give them enough at their wedding shower.
So they had a wedding shower.
Right.
And they didn't get the money that they were hoping for.
Yes. And this is a young couple. They're friends. They're all in school. And so, they don't have a lot of money. When you're in college, they're, you're broke. And so the friends did what they could. I guess the wedding is a black tie event. So they're going to have to get clothes for it. They were also going to be each spending $100 on a gift. They were all going to go in on a gift together as well. So they were preparing to spend money for this couple.
A lot of it.
A lot of money. And now the couple is saying, oh, well, that's not enough. So we're just going to charge everybody $200 to attend.
Oh, gosh.
So it's like you're buying a ticket to the wedding.
Yeah.
For $200.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I bought mine on StubHub for $100 because somebody didn't need them anymore. They didn't want to show up to your compulsory gift.
Yeah.
That's it. You wait till the last second. You hope they go on sale before you go in.
Wow. That's crazy.
I know. And so one of the guests, like one of the friends of this couple, had posted it on Reddit being like, are we in the wrong here? Like, is this normal? Or, you know, were we bad friends? And everybody has been like, no, they sound like horrible friends.
Yeah.
99 times out of 100, it's like, am I the bleep in this situation? Right. And the answer is no.
No.
No, these people are unreasonable.
Unreasonable, greedy.
Well, didn't you also say that they're not paying for drinks or anything? That doesn't include the price of your reception meal and drinks.
So $200 just gets you in the door.
Yes.
Well,
then
that's
you gotta
good
pay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I wonder if they'll also be charging for the divorce, which will probably happen in the next few months.
Right. And the friends are annoyed too because they're like, they just bought $500,000 home together.
Oh.
So they're just wanting people to fund their lifestyle.
Screw
early.
Them.
Right.
Elope.
If feeling good, like I should, when in dark, I walk around the neighborhood.
Couple of stories about dogs and fireworks, but it actually works out pretty good this time.
Okay.
Normally, it's a thing that doesn't go together very well.
Right.
The Washington Nationals had a special night, Pups in the Park night, on Friday night, and then for some kind of scheduling problem, they decided they were also going to do fireworks right afterwards.
Oh, somebody was not thinking.
Yeah.
But the cool thing is they gave everyone that brought a dog time to leave before they started the fireworks.
Oh, that's nice.
So that was kind of nice. Yeah.
You adjusted on the fly.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, that's a pretty good idea. And also another story from Brazil, a Brazilian singer named Tati Girl. She halted a concert in the middle when they were doing fireworks because there was a little dog, a stray dog, that was like sitting near the stage and didn't want to scare the dog with the fireworks.
Aww.
So she finished up the show. The audience loved what she did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people suggested, why don't you adopt the dog? And she did.
Aww.
Oh, yeah.
So that's really sweet.
Obviously, the dog likes being around her.
Yeah.
Side stage view.
Right. Yeah, no kidding.
Who wouldn't love that?
That was really sweet.
Go dogs.
Hey.
And people who do good things for them.
No kidding. Mood Boost is brought to you by the Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to wow in Brentwood, Berry Hill, and Murfreesboro. Hot new sport.
Yeah. Just when you think they couldn't think of new things to create as a sport, there is, and I'm just going to say this at the beginning, sperm whale racing, only there's no whales. So yes, okay. That's what we're talking about.
Without the whale.
So the racing involves young men giving samples.
Yes.
And then microscopically watching those samples and seeing which guy's samples cross a microscopic finish line first.
Well, normally those little swimmers
I don't have much to contribute
are rushing toward an egg.
Yeah.
Is right. there it like in a greyhound race, is there a fake egg that they're chasing after? Just like the greyhounds after chase a fake rabbit?
Yeah, do they have a like I wonder if it's in there, it's DNA to go after it. I mean, it is, clearly.
Right.
So,
right.
Like, would they just stop because they detect that there's no egg there?
They
Good
say.
They can't say, okay, it's not a real egg. Go back.
Yeah, abort mission, abort mission.
They say they've mimicked the conditions.
Okay.
Oh,
so, like,
so
they
a womb?
I don't know, they've put some kind of chemicals in that attract them. I don't really know what it is. Maybe it smells like beer and perfume from Broadway downtown.
Just like spirit. So the logistics of it, each competitor would have their horses in the stable. And then
right.
How do they release them simultaneously? And how are they able to do that?
They don't go into the sample taking process.
Okay.
But I guess apparently the contestants are a lot of college men.
All right.
And this started in California Saturday or Friday of last week, and they've already had a few heats
Oh, okay.
Oh, and, my gosh.
And they actually live stream the microscopic view of the swimmers so you can follow it as it's happening if you tune in at the right times. But
I guess they probably have to space the heats like 20, 30 minutes apart.
Could you imagine?
To give somebody a chance to reload.
Could you imagine you send your kid to college and you get a report back saying that this is what you're wasting your money on?
Right.
Thanks, Mom and Dad.
A D in accounting, but I won the race.
But my sperm's the fastest.
Apparently, they say it's to bring about awareness of male fertility because apparently the count among men has gone down by about half over the last 50 years or so.
Yep, I've heard that.
So, I mean, that is a problem. We're not having as many children.
Right.
So how do their races, like...
Yeah, I guess you have to be like a microbiologist to know how to do all this stuff. Mm. But apparently they had quite a crowd for the first ever race Friday.
College boys were lining up.
Yep. And apparently they get a week to train.
And
for their diet to, you know, be proper. And they say if you can train for sports, you can train for anything.
Yeah, so no Zins and no alcohol, no weed.
Right?
Yeah, they've been training every day.
Oh, man.
Knock, knock, knock. Yeah. Hey, when's somebody going to get to let me in the bathroom? I'm training.
I'm training.
Goodness gracious.
You're harshing my mellow. Stop knocking at the bathroom door. Well, there you go. Hey, guess what? It's Gender Wars time. Let's welcome our contestants into the pillow fort. For the ladies in the audience, we have Wendy in Murfreesboro. Hello, Wendy.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good luck.
Welcome.
For the guys, we have George also in the borough. Hey there, George.
Hey.
Hey.
Glad to have you.
All right. A warm-up, get acquainted question for both of you.
Okay. Wendy, tell us a song or jingle that gets stuck in your head.
This is really random, but Mad World by Tears for Fears.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Love that song.
Cool.
Great song. Hey, yeah, I know. Sometimes it's the song you don't pick. But
it's
the one, that just goes
sometimes
in there
sometimes it's in your head and you're going, how'd that get in there?
George, do you have a song or jingle that's getting stuck in your head?
It doesn't get stuck in there very often, but when I hear the, O'Reilly.
Yes. And a wonderful job performing.
Nice.
Very nice. All right, excellent. Let's get the game going. You each have a screw you can use if you get in trouble, and we begin with multiple choice questions.
All right, here we go. Wendy, is Roger Goodell the commissioner of professional hockey, football, or basketball?
Football.
Football.
That is right.
Nice.
Okay.
Okay, George, is the new season of Say Yes to the Dress on Lifetime, Bravo, or TLC?
TLC.
Yes!
Nice!
Nice okay. job.
All right, tied up after one.
Okay. Oddly enough, here's a question for you, Wendy. What color is the sign of an O'Reilly auto parts store?
Oh, my God, what a coincidence.
Oh, that is good. Green.
Green is
right.
We're doing
all right.
Good.
Well, you guys are just smoking these questions. Nice
no
job.
Kidding.
Okay, George, what do people buy at a Merle Norman store?
Home goods?
No.
Not home goods.
Cosmetics, like
cosmetics.
Makeup.
Okay.
All right. All right. It's our first break of the game.
All right, Wendy, you get this one right, and you will be the winner. Here we go. Steve Rogers is the real name of what member of the Avengers?
My favorite, Captain America.
Your favorite, Woo! Captain America!
Winner, winner!
Owner of America's behind.
That's right, America's butt.
Congratulations, Wendy. You have won Gender Wars. You now have your choice of... Brian Adams and Pat Benatar, or you can go to the Billy Idol Joan Jett show.
So a big decision is made.
That's right. We'll give you a minute to think about that.
Right.
Congratulations to you. George, thanks so much for playing. We'd love to have you back again. Gender Wars happens every weekday morning at 7:20 and 8:20 with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3 FM.
Okay, Woody and Jim show podcast extra. We're going to talk about lies.
What are you keeping from your significant other? I'll start. I ran over the hose, the garden hose, with the lawnmower and shredded that snake up pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
And my wife, I don't know what it is. Like, she's just like, everything is a lot more important if it's about the yard. You know, like a lot of people's like, oh, yeah, the guy, oh, he loves his lawn. I could care less.
Yeah.
But my wife, oh, man. And she just, like, if I break something that's, like, involved in watering the lawn or anything like that, she just,
Because your lawn is the first impression people get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
She's probably thinking, like, yeah, if our lawn's not perfect, I'm embarrassed. That's
right.
The way she operates.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, I had already kind of, you know, ripped up the garden hose with the mower's blades, and I forgot about it. And then I remembered as she was going outside and she's looking at the plants, thinking they need just to be watered, you know, some of the flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no, I can't let her go over to the hose. So I was like, hey, I'm yelling from the door. I heard the forecast. It's supposed to be 40% chance of rain tomorrow, 80% on Wednesday. I wouldn't worry about watering those. You're good.
All of a sudden, you became Leland Statham.
Yeah,
pretty much know everything. Exactly. Oh, so that's the lie I'm keeping. Today, I'm waiting for the Amazon truck to come and bring the replacement part of the hose and get it hooked up before she gets home from work.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's my lie.
Okay.
Well, it's more a thing I'm just covering up.
Yeah, it's not really a super lie. It's just, you know, not giving the entire truth.
She doesn't have to know it all.
No. And as long as you fix it, everything will be fine.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what are you guys keeping from your significant others?
Well, my girlfriend Melissa, I keep nothing from her because she might be listening to this. My ex-wife, I hid stuff all the time.
Give us a for instance.
Well, I would go down to Tunica with my son Jeff, and we'd go gambling at the the Mississippi casinos.
Yeah.
And if I brought back, if I happened to win, I of course keep that money in like a little shoebox in one of my dresser drawers, and not say, hey, we got money we can spend off this, as opposed to, hey, I got money I can spend on something without your input or advice.
Or you just taking it.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, it's like, oh, how'd you do? We broke even.
Yeah. We broke even.
Meanwhile, you're buying like Batman memorabilia.
That's right.
On the internet.
Hey, it's got that new Batmobile smell in your room right now. So,
I think it's kind of a common thing.
That is,
I got a little extra money. I just going to keep it in my coat.
Or you tell somebody a lie about how much something costs.
Yeah.
It was like $50. It was like $300.
There, give it a boy.
I haven't gotten there yet. I pretty much share everything with Landon. There will be purchases I make, though, that I won't inform him about. Uh-huh. Or like, I don't know. But nothing big.
Know.
Yeah. Like I've gotten like skincare and again, nothing like crazy because I'm not a big spender on stuff.
Right.
I really can't.
Do you kind of just downplay it a little?
Sometimes.
Lotions and ointments that cost maybe a little bit more than he's expecting.
Yeah. Kind of or I guess kind of the big thing right now is my sister's wedding is coming up and he's not like the biggest fan of her. She doesn't listen, so I think it'll be okay.
Okay.
But I haven't really told him like how involved he's gonna be, like helping out and stuff.
Oh.
Which he's an amazing guy anyway. Like he'll help out even if we didn't like expect him to.
Yeah, he's not gonna back out of thing where it's obvious he should be doing something.
Not at all, yeah. But there's those types of things. Or like if we're going into town or like going home and I've planned something with my nieces, like he's coming along.
Yeah,
right.
But I won't tell him until like the day of and I'll be like, oh yeah, we're going to go see Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah.
And he'll be like, okay. So, yeah.
What you're doing is you're not letting him like
have time to say no,
get his defenses. Yes.
Right. Yes. Right.
Exactly.
You don't have time to make up an excuse of why you can't do this.
Yeah. It's all about timing. I feel like I'm starting to get like it's all about timing.
That's brilliant. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There you go. Key insights to be taken from your really genius methods.
Yeah.
It's your way. You're married and now you are the puppet master.
Right. Ladies, take that advice. Yeah. Guys, proactively talk to your ladies and say, And what is it happening there that you're not telling me about?
Yeah,
yet?
Yeah.
That's right.
What exactly are we going to be doing? Yeah. I need minute by minute.
Start a pre-fight fight. All right, back to the podcast. Three things you want to know this morning. Of course, it's that time of year. People are going to be going out to Percy Priest, places like that, and drinking out on the lake.
Yeah.
The experts say put on your sunblock before you start drinking.
Oh, wow.
Because by the time you get out there, you kind of lose track of how long you've been out there, especially if you're drinking or even pass out.
Oh, so by the time you remember to put it on,
you're going
to
be a lobster.
Yep.
They say do it beforehand.
There you go. There.
A little safety tip.
That's right. If you're out on the pontoon.
Yeah, a pro tip.
End of May, there is going to be a book festival, and it is the Read with Jenna tour from the Today Show. Jenna Bush Hager, who encourages reading on the Today Show. This book festival is going to be taking place over the course of 3 days, in which there will be mostly book discussions. So it's like 3 days of book club.
Sounds great.
And she will be there. The admission for the 3 day festival is $400.
Or you could just join your own book club for free.
What do you get for the $400?
You get access to these book club discussions. There will be some authors of books that have been featured by Jenna Hagerbush.
And it's kind of like Oprah's book club.
Yeah.
Not as popular.
Exactly. And if you pay $700, you get the VIP package, which you'll have access to a special Friday night meet and greet with notable people. But they don't promise you Jenna Hagerbush.
Or who it is.
Or who the people are.
Oh, great.
And but that $700 does give you express check-in.
Oh,
so well, that's worth it.
To get your name tag, you get to go ahead of the line for $300 more.
That's right.
So enjoy. Make your plans now.
Point me to the lanyards. Yeah.
Okay, so do you guys remember those commercials, or it was also featured in Family Guy, where the Kool-Aid mascot breaks through the walls?
Hey, Kool-Aid!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You remember.
Okay, so now there's a Kool-Aid Man challenge going around where teens all across the... you both just... Your heads just dropped. Teens across the country are crashing through people's fences on their private property.
Running away.
And so they're like, police have been searching in like Indiana and New York for these groups of teens who are just like destroying people's fences. And one place in Indiana reported $2,200 worth of damage
and this,
to their fence.
Yeah. Look for teenagers that are covered in splinters, I guess.
Right? Ow.
Why don't you try with a brick wall first? If you're going to do that. Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, so.
Don't do that.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
Clearly, like, these teens are so bored that they think running through a fence is fun and funny.
Yeah.
So, parents, why don't you, like, put them through some yard work to help out?
Yeah.
Or, you know, like, have them do some chores or something.
Have you heard the great thing on TikTok? It's the wash your car challenge.
Yeah. They have too much free time on their hands. They're not sore enough from doing physical labor.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Mow that lawn. Something constructive.
The couple that no one asked for is right here in Middle Tennessee. Elizabeth Hurley and Billy Ray Cyrus.
Oh,
yeah?
How cringy.
A lot of people are thinking, okay, is this a publicity stunt just to get attention?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's been about a week, yeah.
People Magazine says that she's been visiting him here in Middle Tennessee. They really do like each other. She loves his music, and he loves the attention she gives him.
And he just got divorced.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. From, what is it, Fire Rose Lily or something?
something like that.
That was her name.
I don't think that's exactly it, but I'm too dumb to know the real answer.
I think it was Fire Rose. I think it was
Moira Rose.
You may be right.
Yeah.
So what are we doing today, you guys?
I've got to mow the lawn before it rains, and then tonight I have that class at church that I'm taking only because my wife really wanted to go, and I'm being supportive.
Okay.
So, you know, my heart's really into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just make sure your phone is on 100% before you go in.
What about you, Woody?
It's been nice lately, and I've been trying to, you know, start some sort of exercising, and I can't run, but and I'm not a big fan of walking, so I'm going to go get my bike tuned up.
Oh, cool. I'm
going to go all for right. bike rides.
That's all awesome.
Right. So I'll be you know, wearing an awkward helmet all over Murfreesboro.
All right. Helmet
we'll,
hair.
We'll make sure we get you a bell, too. Just,
yeah.
You know,
oh, I want a bell. Ding, ding, ding. I want a Pee Wee Herman bike.
What you got going on, Gina?
I have some work to do. Probably going to go to the gym with my husband if he actually goes with me. And then I'm meeting up with girls from my Bible study, and we're going to... go to dinner and talk about what book we're going to study next. So
nice.
Very good.
Yep.
Very cool. All right. You guys have a great day, and we'll catch you back here tomorrow morning.